This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Antony Blinken to be Secretary of State, paving the way for the Biden administration's eventual reversal of the Trump administration's isolationist policies. Blinken was confirmed by a 72-22 vote to serve as the country's top diplomat, filling the most senior cabinet position and one that is fourth in line of presidential succession. At a confirmation hearing last week, Blinken said he's ready to confront the challenges posed by China, Iran, Russia, and North Korea. He said China poses the most significant challenge to U.S. national interests, while noting there is room for cooperation. Conservative lawmakers' opposition to Blinken centered on concerns that he may help the new administration re-enter the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran, and that he would halt former President Donald Trump's maximum pressure campaign against the Middle Eastern power. He also pledged to rebuild State Department morale and the diplomatic corps. Blinken said he sees U.S. standing abroad as leadership based on, quote, humility and confidence. The 58-year-old was Deputy Secretary of State during the Obama administration. He has close ties with President Joe Biden. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke by telephone Tuesday, discussing Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, bounties allegedly placed on the heads of American troops in Afghanistan, the New START treaty, which deals with reduction of nuclear arms, Ukraine, and a widespread hack of U.S. computer systems that has been blamed on Russia. Biden told Putin that the U.S. supports Ukraine against Russia's aggression in that country. U.S. intelligence agencies have accused Russia of interfering in the 2016 presidential election. You're listening.